Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today.
Let's look at it again. Jesus makes house calls. Hallelujah. Jesus is the great physician. Jesus is the family physician. He was coming to Peter's house. He saw Peter's wife's mother. Hallelujah. Laid and sick of a fever. He sees what might be wrong with you, friends. He's here today.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching, Son of Righteousness, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
You know, like Brother Narvel Hayes talks about his daughter, he only has one daughter, one child. And she had growths among, not some of them were warts, some of them were just knots, growths like, all over her body, about 40 some odd of them. Just a high school girl. Now they'd been cut off one time or another and they'd come back. And so many of them, doctor wanted to put her to sleep, you know, and cut them off again. And so I happened to stop by, my wife and I, Cleveland, Tennessee, on the way back from New York City to preach before God's Bidderman Convention. We'd driven up there, and purposely we drove back in the fall of the year back through, down the, through the Blue Ridge Mountains, you know, and beautiful, beautiful. And so she was talking, Zona's talking, said to me, said, Brother Hagin, said, because, you know, she's a girl in high school, you know, what, 16 then, maybe? 17, somewhere like that, 16, I guess, and said, tell my daddy to go ahead and have that done. And I said, well, Zona, there's no use you going to the hospital, honey. And him putting you to sleep and cutting those things off. I mean, that's the way they wanted to do it then. Because like I said, some of them were warts, some of them weren't. They were just knots and growths. I said, all I'll have to do is just curse them and every single one of them will die. Just drop and disappear. See, I knew that. And we were at somebody else's house, and I thought when we get back down to his house, well, I'll do that. You know, I'll get permission from Narvel. He's the head of his household to do that and do it. But we got to talking, and we got back down to his house and never did get around to it, and I never thought of it anymore, and she never said anything about it. And then the Lord said to me in the nighttime, now, we were going to stay several days, but about 4 o'clock in the morning, the Lord said to me, get up and go home because your sister's going to die. And you need to get there before she passes away. And so I did. We went on. I said, Narvel, we got to go because we'll have to rush home to get there before she dies. And we did. We got there before she died. And so I didn't do that. Well, you know, you've heard Narvel's testimony, but I want to emphasize a thought here, you see, that he goes through all detail and you may not get this. You know, he was sort of bemoaning the situation. Why didn't I get Brother Hagin to do that? Why didn't I get Brother Hagin to do that, you see? He's walking across the living room floor praying, you see, and God said to him, how long are you going to put up with that? You know, and he stopped dead still and said, me? Well, I don't have any knots or warts or growths, you know, it's Zona, you know, his daughter. God said again, how long are you going to put up with it? He said, me? See, if we ever get close enough to God to hear him, he'd be saying that to a lot of you folks about a lot of things. How long are you going to put up with this situation? And then you'd want to lay it off on somebody else. Said, well, it's not me. It's my daughter or my wife or somebody, you see. And he said, the Lord said, aren't you the head of this household? Amen. Yes, sir. Over in this area, there is authority, control that we haven't realized. Might pay us to think on a little bit. Are you listening to me? I wanted to emphasize that. Well, thank God Brother Braun did finally catch on. Praise the Lord, and he was healed. Now, let's look at it again. Jesus makes house calls. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus is the great physician. Amen. Jesus is the family physician. He was coming to Peter's house. He saw Peter's wife's mother. Hallelujah. Laid and sick of a fever. He sees what might be wrong with you, friends. He's here today. And he wants to do something about it, if you'll believe and let him. Now, we've looked here at the leper. We've looked at the centurion. We've looked at Peter's wife's mother or mother-in-law. But now somebody might say, well, yeah, but now, Brother Hagin, my case is different than any one of those three. It's not like the lepers. It's not like the centurion's servant. And incidentally, again, that centurion had authority because that's his servant. That's his property. My case is not like the centurion's servant. My case is not like Peter's wife's mother. How can I be sure from this scripture Jesus went about their cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of kingdom? The Son of Righteousness has arisen with healing in his wings. How can I be sure that there is healing for me? Well, if that's your thinking, then just stay with me here just a moment. And let's read the very next verse. You see, that last verse we read was, and he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. I think before we go a little further, though, that we need to stop here long enough to say, notice that she arose and ministered unto them. Unto them. Remember, this is the Lord she's ministering to. You need to ask yourself the question sometime, what do you want to be healed for? Young lady not very far from here, right in this vicinity, was asked that question. I used to ask people that sometime. Young lady was asked, why do you want to be healed? What do you want to be healed for? Or why do you want to be healed? She said, so I can play tennis. I noticed she didn't get healed. Our purposes, our reasons, make all the difference in the world. That's not very high and lofty reason for being healed by the power of God to play tennis. I didn't say it's wrong to play tennis. I think that's fine. But you ought to want to be healed to serve the Lord. Can you say amen? Amen. She arose and ministered unto them. Hallelujah. Amen. Did you get it? Our thought is that we want to be healed to serve God better, to minister to the Lord, to minister to others. Then we're on good, solid, safe ground, friends. Amen. Sometimes, you know, it's easy to judge about things that people do. You know, like the young lady wanted to be healed so she could play tennis. And say, oh, dear Lord, you reckon God's going to heal her just for that purpose so she can play tennis? But a lot of times you can't see other purposes and aims and desires and things that's behind the scene, but God can see them. I said, God can see them. We need to keep our purposes right. We need to keep our attitudes right before God. Are you listening? And our purpose and attitude and aim ever in life should be to bring glory to Him. To bring glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. To serve the Lord Jesus Christ. To minister to Him and to minister to others. And that ought to be our sole purpose, and everything and anything else is secondary. I think God could care less whether you play tennis or go fishing. You may need a little physical exercise, a little recreation on the side. But if that's your sole purpose in life, I don't believe you're going to get very far with the Lord. Can you say amen?
Amen.
All right, that's not your case. You didn't have the leprosy. You don't have the leprosy. You don't know exactly about the centurion servant, what's wrong with him. You do know Peter's mother-in-law had a great fever, and you don't have the fever. How can you be sure that you're covered? Well, bless God, just look again. We've looked at him before, but it won't hurt to look at him again. Like I tell people, I've eaten a T-bone steak before. But praise God, I'm going to eat another one. Hallelujah. I'm not going to quit just because I had one. And just because we've looked at these verses again, let's eat them again. Hallelujah. It's good eating. It's good food. God's word is food to our spirits. All right. Look at it. 16th verse. And when the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed half of them that were sick. What's that?
All.
How many?
All.
Hallelujah. All. You may not be included in the leprosy. You may not be included in the centurion's servant. You may not be able to relate to Peter's mother-in-law, but blessed be God, you're in that all. Hallelujah. You can relate to that, and that relates to you. He healed how many?
All.
All that were sick. He healed all that were sick. How many did he heal?
All.
How many?
All.
No matter what kind of people they were that came, there's a multitude of them here, weren't they? Many of them, it says. No matter what kind of people they were, no matter what the nature of the diseases from which they were suffering, whether they were acute, whether they were chronic, whether they were functional, whether they were organic, he healed all that were sick. Hallelujah.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's CD, Godliness is Profitable. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 3-CD series entitled Because of Jesus. Last but not least is Lynette Hagin's book, entitled Along the Way, Building a Legacy that Changes Lives. All these items for the special price of $28. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. Rhema. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Hey, listen, we have fall intake in September and a spring intake in January.
Yes.
You can go to rbtc.org and find out all about it. And this year, starting this year, because of a law that was passed here in Oklahoma, state of Oklahoma, we can give associate degrees, applied degrees, and bachelor ministerial degrees. These are not like a normal degree that you would get from a normal university. These are a specialized degree called a ministerial degree.
That's right.
And so those are available, and all you got to do is go to rbtc.org and find out all about it.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, Son of Righteousness. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.